If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What up? It's the Crossover Pod. I'm Howard Beck, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. The little breaking news. The Crossover Pod is expanding, but it's like a minor expansion, like adding a game room or a breakfast nook. I always wanted a breakfast nook. What's that mean for the pod? More episodes and more guests, and not just traditional NBA voices. Of course, we'll talk to players and coaches and others around the league, but also actors, comedians, musicians, basically anyone with a connection to the game or who's just a big fan, but it'll always come back to the NBA and this game we all love. It's gonna be a blast. And for fans of my old podcast, welcome back. I'm definitely planning to bring back some of our favorite guests, hopefully including the Drunk with Power pod with Zach Lowe and Rachel Nichols, maybe later this year. You'll still hear Chris Mannix and me every Tuesday on the Crossover with a discussion of all the latest NBA news. Then on Fridays, it's me and a guest, and it starts today with my guest tag team. Yes, the guys who brought us not just Whoop There It Is, but maybe more importantly, Scoop There It Is. Why tag team? Well, obviously, that commercial is in heavy, heavy rotation during NBA games. You know, it's like Die Hard being a Christmas movie. This is an NBA commercial. And so many ads that we see a ton during NBA games are just unbearable. Can't stand watching them over and over, but not this one. Tag team brought such a joy to that spot. It was so much fun. People love that ad. I love it, clearly. I tweeted about it, and their PR agency, the Martin Agency, reached out, sent me a scoop, there it is, scoop, and some sprinkles. Thanks, guys. And when it came time to start booking guests, I immediately thought, I gotta get tag team on. They're actually huge NBA fans, and the commercial has a subtle, maybe not so subtle, NBA reference in it. And they were just a blast to chat with. We talked about the commercial, their career revival, and I pitched them an idea that I just hope might get them to the NBA finals. We'll see. Before we get to that, just want to remind you to subscribe to The Crossover wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a rating and review too. And you can follow me on Twitter at Howard Beck and hit me with all your feedback there. Okay, tag teams coming up next, so stick around.
This is The Crossover, an NBA show hosted by Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix and Howard Beck.
It's a whole new level for you and me, Chris, this relationship.
Like and subscribe for the best weekly NBA content these two are capable of.
What does that mean?
Could be the best duo ever.
I don't see how you can beat that.
Here they are, Chris Mannix and Howard Beck.
Very pleased to be joined now by DC the Brain Supreme and Steve Rowland. You know them as Tag Team. You know them as Ice Cream Artistes, in fact. Guys, I am as happy now to see you on Zoom as I am every time I see the commercial. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. We thank you for having us.
Now,
Before we start.
Yes. Yes.
Sprinkles! Always got
Yeah!
French vanilla, rocky roll, chocolate peanut butter cookie dough. Scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop shakalaka, 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 shakalaka.
That's phenomenal. And you know what? If you need to bust out with a sprinkles in the midst of the whole thing at any given time, far be it for me to stop you. I'm in for it. Listen, right, I'm
careful what you ask for.
I even have my scoop. There it is, ice cream scoop that the ad agency
yeah.
sent me here. You guys can see. So along with sprinkles, they sent sprinkles along with the scoop. It's phenomenal. So guys, this ad has brought people so much joy. Every time it comes on, Twitter lights up. There are videos out there of kids dancing and families dancing and all these things. And it's amazing. I feel like the commercial belongs in some kind of commercial hall of fame, the Smithsonian somewhere. What has the last 3 months been like? Did you have any idea when you made it that it would have this kind of impact on people?
You got it, DC?
Actually, there were each step of the process, right? There were clues that let me know that this was going to be huge, right? Already off the rip, I just go back in history to when Salt and Pepper did their Geico commercial, and they had been on tour ever since until the pandemic, right? So I knew that it was going to be big, and just preparing for it and try to get, you know, what we could get out of it, because I knew we weren't going to be able to do shows because of a pandemic, right? So it was like, how can we get the best out of this commercial? And, you know, I tried to get a publicist, and nobody knew how to attack this, right? So I learned how to be a publicist myself, and I had a press release ready and everything. And when I dropped the press release, I'm in an organization called Public Relations Society of America. And I asked one of these CEOs of these PR firms, are press releases relevant? And she was like, yes, because the last year has been doom and gloom. Everybody has used all their content. You can only watch so much Netflix and so much Hulu and all those channels because all the content is gone. Everything is doom and gloom about COVID and everybody at each other's throats. And for you to have a feel-good story, this is right on time. And right there, I kind of knew that this was going to be extra special, because it was just a shot of good vibes in everybody's arms, and it transcended everything. And from the first day that it dropped on Christmas, my phone hasn't stopped buzzing ever since. So I knew it would be big, but switching it up and not going the traditional route, it became even bigger, because now we're doing so much PR that it's unreal. And after 28 years, people get to put a face with the song, and it's just worked out perfect for us. I couldn't be happier.
So we give guys with gray hair hope. Hey, exactly. Me myself, I didn't know it was going to blow up like this, man. Just like I didn't know Woomp There It Is was going to blow up. I love it. So, you know, I feel blessed. I'm always feeling blessed. And I always feel that something that I do or that I'm involved in is going to be good. But this right here just took me by surprise, and I love it.
DC, I think you hit on something really important, which is that we all need, at a time like this, like, we need any little shot of joy we can get. Yeah. And I think that's so much a part of this. I also think that, you know, like, this ad's obviously been in heavy rotation on everything, but I watch a ton of NBA because I'm an NBA reporter. And so I'm seeing it really heavily in there, because Geico's a big NBA sponsor. But I think there's so few things in this fractured media environment, right? Nobody has the same favorite shows anymore. Like when we were all younger, I'm about the same generation as you guys. Everybody watched Cheers. Everybody watched the Cosby Show. Everybody watched MASH, whatever. There's nothing that unites people, and we're obviously a very divided country too. Your ad, I feel like, genuinely is one of the things that like everybody can agree on. Steve, yeah. Like there's nobody who doesn't like this commercial and what you guys do in it.
Yeah. For one, like I said just a moment ago, we give guys with gray hairs hope. And so they love us. You know, kids love the song. People that love to dance love to dance. It's just everything is great. When we did the commercial, when we actually finished the last shot, I thought to myself, this is going to be good. It felt good. The whole vibe of everything felt good. It felt just so good. And then when we saw the finished product, knocked us off our feet, man. We couldn't stop watching it. So that was it, man.
Even you guys can't stop watching it. That's amazing.
Man, let me tell you something. Even to this day, every time I see it and get to Sprinkles, I still laugh and don't know why. I have no idea why that last little Sprinkles is so magical. And, you know, because I'm an actor, right? You know, I'm an actor, I'm a voice artist. And, you know, I really prepared for this. Like I said, I want five or six things that I can go to the director with. And, you know, I hashed them out and we had our wardrobe meeting and then we had our production meeting. And I had, you know, I went to the director. I was like, I got a couple ideas. And he was like, DC, whatever you want to do, you can do. I was like, oh. And I was like, man, I'd been trying to make a spinning scoop and couldn't get anybody to fabricate it, right? And I couldn't figure out how to do it. And the director, you know, I told the director, I was like, but that's okay. We could do the other stuff. He was like, no, it'll be done tomorrow. I was like, whoa, right? And then I was like, there's got to be tons of sprinkles because I know kids love sprinkles, right? And how am I going to incorporate the sprinkles? Well, I did the Salt Bay, right? But that didn't work because I had a long sleeve, you know, shirt on. So sprinkles kept sticking to my shirt and there was just sprinkles everywhere, man. It was amazing. I had sprinkles in my ear, sprinkles in my, well, you know, everywhere, right? And, you know, then the LeBron James chalk at the scorer's table is the sprinkles, right? I was like, that'd be great to do it like that. Then we got a little dance, a little two-step we're doing. It's actually called the Yeet. So we wanted to represent for the Southeast because that's the Southeast dance. So all these little nuances and all these little things that we added are the things that made the commercial special. Plus just the excellent improv talents of all the other actors, right? Amethyst and Gooseby and Nikki Carr. They actually didn't even know each other auditioned for this. And they're all in the same improv troupe. Huh. So just the combination of all those things, with us being able to switch it up and go all day and just giving everything, you know, giving it to everything we had and just being happy and showing how much fun we have. Cause that's what a tag team concert is like, right? You're going to have fun. You're going to laugh and you're going to leave satisfied. And it's amazing because we had a concert Monday night and I was like, should we try and attempt to perform this song? And I've been thinking about it all day and we came up with it and we perform Scoop, There It Is. And it is one of the highlights of my career as far as reactions from a crowd. And it was funny because it was like an encore. I came out, I had a bowl of ice cream. I was eating ice cream and I was like, I'm forgetting something, y'all. What am I forgetting? And they were just like, oh my God, I can't believe are they gonna do that? And they started chanting Scoop, There It Is so loud. It just was incredible. And then we just played it. Steve Preston was Tasha. And they just went nuts and sang the song. And then I just left, you know, like Oprah's like, you get a car and you get a car. That's all I was doing. Sprinkles, pointing to parts of the crowd. And like I said, it's one of the highlights of my career because the energy from that was just incredible. And, you know, we're getting shows now because everybody's starting to open back up. So, you know, like if you want a tag team show, I guarantee it's going to be fun. You know, we booked through Pyramid Entertainment, right? And what I thought was so incredible about this show is that to get over the stigma of having that many people together and the judgment of having that many people together, they gave away COVID shots at the concert.
The vaccine.
Yeah, they gave away the vaccine at the concert. And it was like, whoa. And you could hear people saying, I think I'm gonna go get one, right? And it was like having it in the proximity of a good time and a good feeling like that changes people's minds, because we were in the heart of Florida. And you know how Florida is, right? And
Don't get me started.
Florida's wide open. It always has been, right? Yeah. They've always resisted. And for them to give out COVID shots during that show changed the whole game. So all you promoters out there, if you want to get back to the way it was, make sure you, you know, get with a federal government agency and you can do concerts, have, you know, set up COVID shots where everybody can get their COVID shots, and make sure you book tag team for real. I'm telling you, because it was incredible, man. It was incredible.
When you take the stage now, it seems like people are greeting you with a whole different possible energy, right? Because there's like people of, again, my generation, a lot of people already knew you guys. And of course, like the song has stuck around. The original Whoomp, There It Is, has stuck around in various forms for years. So it's not like people wouldn't be familiar. But the way that this re-energizes it, did you perform both versions? Did you perform Whoomp, There It Is, and also do Scoop, There It Is? Okay, so wait. I'm curious now, because there's only the one verse in the commercial. Did you have to create more? Is there more ice cream rap for the live version of this?
Yeah, we kept it simple, right?
Yeah.
Because we had already did a good show, right? Yeah. They were already happy. But that little extra, and me just taking my time and going out and playing with the audience and letting them react to it, and then just building that energy till they heard that, French vanilla, Rocky Road, chocolate peanut butter cookie dough. Scoop. And it was bananas. And I tell you, There's only been maybe four other times in our performances where I felt energy like that. And this was one of them.
Wow.
And now we're working on some things now, because it was basically a test, right? It was basically a, let's just see how this goes and get back into it. And we got back into it, and I'm still tired today. My feet hurt. My back hurt. You know what I mean? My voice is gone. You know, it was so gratifying, because the ability to touch the world through our song is one of the greatest honors of my life, right? And to just see people smile and to see their happiness and to see that it transcends race, gender, all our problems, everything we're going through, anything negative, it cuts through all of that. And it's just a party with friends, and we just have a ball. And, you know, our show now is better than it's ever been. And it's just incredible to me.
You guys are clearly sports fans. And of course, this I should note, back in the 90s, Whoomp, There It Is became an anthem for the Bulls at times, the Saints, the Phillies, the Braves. I saw a reference to where a New York City bowling alley, Manhattan bowling alley, was playing it after strikes or something. I'm a big Beavis and Butthead fan. You were in there, except they were saying, "Whoop, there's my butt," which I thought was hilarious at the time, because
they said we were cool too.
Yeah. They loved you guys.
Yeah.
There's been an Adams Family remix of your song. Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live did Soup, There It Is. Yep. Like, there's just, it's phenomenal. The just all the various ways in which people have been able to play off this over the years. It's like it never really went away, even though it feels like the ad has become the big revival. It truly has been with us for a long time. But on the NBA side, though, so this is plausibly an NBA podcast. I'm an NBA podcaster. Where is your intersection with the NBA, guys? Like, who'd you grow up on? Who are you fans of?
The Nuggets, man.
Yeah.
We go back to when they were in the ABA. You know, I have a relative that played for the Utah Jazz when they were in the ABA. No, they were the Utah Stars. I'm sorry. Old guy named Ron Boone. He's part of our family. And I used to go to ABA games with the Nuggets and when Utah came to town. And, you know, I'm an old Nuggets fan. David Thompson jumping out of the gym and You know, we went to the same high school that Michael Ray Richardson went to. You know, if you know about Michael Ray, was
of course
he was. If he wouldn't have gotten into the things that he got into, he would have been a super duper star. Man, basketball is life.
Yeah, man.
Montel, which was one of the first little guys to throw alley-oops to David Thompson, you know. Dan Issel and Bobby Jones and, you know, Fatty Taylor. There's so many, man, the Nuggets. I'm a Nuggets fan. And I'm a Bronco fan, too, just to let everybody know that also. I'm a Nugget and a Bronco.
And to go back to the beginning, right? My first record was with Wayman Tisdale, the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
Because he used to play bass guitar, and he wanted to make a record. Me, him, and Robert Brookins made Don't Give Up back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I went to school at Sac State University in Sacramento. So, like, I've known Kenny Smith
since Go Hornets? The beginning.
Yeah, like
I'm an Aggie, by the way.
Yeah.
We're rivals. UC Davis.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. So,
Kenny
Smith have known each other since like 1985, right? Because that's when he got to Sacramento, and then Wayman Tisdale came. So our connection with the NBA has been going for a long time. And then with There It Is, you got the Bulls, right? And then you just hear it in every single arena. And the big part of our shows is doing NBA halftime shows. And when we do halftime shows, you feel the same energy that you feel from the Scoop commercial. Everybody's so happy. We're one of the only groups where people stay for halftime. They have to go to the bathroom, they'll wait, and then they'll get up and go to the bathroom when we get finished, because to hear Whoop, There It Is in an arena with, you know, 15, 20,000 people is incredible. And it's, once again, it takes them back to their childhood. So anytime there's a 90s night, we're always in consideration. We've done several twice, and now we're doing NFL halftimes. We're going to start doing seventh inning stretches, hockey games, the whole nine, because this song brings people so much joy. And it goes back really to the beginning of when we dropped the record, because we're on the first edition of Jock Jams, right? Like, Jock Jams is legendary, and we're the first edition, first song on Jock Jams. And
back when it was still probably a record.
Exactly.
Like on vinyl.
Exactly. So, you know, to answer your question, we have been a part of the NBA since we were kids, right? I remember buying my first pair of, you know, basketball shoes. They were, you know, ponies, because they were sponsored by David Thompson.
David Thompson, yep.
Right? So it's like,
your shoes on earth. You couldn't even play in them, really.
Yeah, so I mean,
Tom McCann.
And then, you know, we've done so many things with the NBA. We've done interviews with the NBA. We've done little jingles for the NBA. There's so many things. Right now, I'm working on a deal where I'm, you know, promo for NBA, right? Because I do voiceover, and I do promo voiceover. So it's like NBA on ESPN. Like, I'm cold with it, right?
Nice.
And we're working on it. So all these things and our attachment to the NBA is forever, because the NBA has been the most consistent thing in our lives.
So I'm old enough to remember that back in 93, there was Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team, you guys, and Woot, There It Is by 95 South. Mm-hmm. You guys even had a friendly kind of rap battle on Arsenio Hall back in the day. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is? And this is not to throw shade at 95 South, but what is it about your song that endured and that became, because they both charted well back in the day, but what is it about yours you think that has spanned the decades now and outlasted not just the rival Woot, There It Is, but so much of that era?
Let me do this from DC a little. You can jump in. Hey, for one, we had everybody in ours. They had all men, and they were singing about another thing. You know, they were more in the deep party. You know, the deep party. We had women, kids. You know, everybody was involved in ours. If you listen to it in the background, you hear everybody saying, "Whoop, There It Is." That was number one. Number two, man. I don't know, man. Maybe it was the way we rapped back then. You know, that was something kind of new also. So It was the combination of those two, and the DC will tell you the rest.
Yeah. I can tell you the first thing that happened is that because I work at this club called Magic City in Atlanta, Georgia, everybody came to me because I was the head DJ there. And one day I was, I played the song. Ed Lover's a good friend of mine. Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, OMTV Raps, right? And he heard the record and he was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "New record, man." He was like, "Man, give me that." I was like, gave him a cassette. He's like, "Man, I can't do nothing with no cassette." So I was like, "I'll get you vinyl." And maybe like a month later, I had already left Magic City, you know, because we had signed a contract. And he was like, "I'm down here, man. You got that vinyl?" He really wanted the record. And I was like, "I got you." So we met. I gave him the record that weekend. And that Monday, him and Dre played Whoomp There It Is, the whole show on MTV Raps on MTV. That catapulted it off the rip. Then 2 weeks later, the Bulls win their third championship. And now you got 500,000 people in Grant Park in Chicago in the celebration. And you got Jordan, Pippen, and everybody on stage chanting Whoomp There It Is. And then that catapulted it. And then because of the prowess of our record company, they had a strategy of not just dealing with the Southeast, because bass music used to just be a Southeast thing. It hadn't transcended yet. But what they did is that they knew they had to come from the outside in. So they started in LA and just made a circle around the Southeast and the whole United States and started closing in. So you're talking about all the major markets had our record first, and all the major markets blew the record up first. And we just had such a big head start nationwide that, you know, that it wasn't just us in 95 South. There was like eight other Whoomp There It Is records, because it was a party saying, like, throw your hands in the air. So everybody was making that record. But because of those things that happened, plus our record is more the essence of hip hop, Planet Rock, you know, the beginning of hip hop, Al Nafish, all those records like that, that were universal anyway, that it wasn't quite always all the way bass music, but it was acceptable to everybody. And it was a clean record. It wasn't intimidating. It wasn't, and in that era, to have a clean record almost was a bad thing. But in this case, it ended up being the best thing we could have ever done.
We had too much beat up in there for them to not.
Yeah. It was
a it party too
and
much.
Then, you know, and then plain and simple, we just made a kick-ass record, period. You know,
DC came to me and was like, "Man, you got to make a beat." Yeah, and then he was like,
"We're going to get out of the Southeast."
Yeah, it has to be some bass. Yeah. And I was like, "I don't do bass." And this is what he told me. "Just do it your way." Yep. I was like, "Cool." So
think Planet Rock, put the beat down. Egyptian Lover, all our favorite records.
Yep.
And channel that.
Yep. And Kano.
You knew he was going to use Kano.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then we recorded it. Mm-hmm. I went to work at Magic City, dropped it in a cassette. For those people who don't know what a cassette is a plastic apparatus that has tape inside that you rewind. And if you play it too much, the tape breaks, and then you use scotch tape to strategically, surgically repair it so it'll play again. Right?
You might need a pencil. And you might need a pencil.
Yeah, you might need a pencil. Yep. Sometimes a pencil is too small, so you have to have a bigger pen so it just fits right in and you can just twirl it really good, right? So, and then you got to be careful that you don't do it upside down. Then you got to take the tape off and do it all over again, right? That's what a cassette is for you young folks.
And then you can break off that little tab so you can't over-record. So you
exactly.
Exactly. You mentioned Egyptian Lover. A friend of mine in high school gave me that song on a tape where it was multiple different mixes of that song. I still remember that cassette's probably in a box somewhere in my closet.
And you think about all those up-tempo records before ours. I remember the first big one, right? After like all Planet Rock and all that, but the first big one was my senior year in college was Tone Loc Wild Thing. When I heard that, it was instant, right? And it's rare that I hear records that are like that. But when I heard that, it was instant. You had Young MC, you got Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Those records basically could have been classified as bass records, but they weren't. They were up-tempo party records. right? So it kind of had already been established, but ours came at a time where it just blew everything away. And we, you know, I gave my 2 weeks notice at Magic City. We signed our contract, and a month and a half, we were platinum. That's how fast it was.
So it brings me to my last question here, because I know that the commercial is going out of rotation soon, which makes me very sad, offset slightly by the fact that they've brought the Dikembe Mutombo one back, which was one of my other favorites. So, like, mm-hmm. you know, because that one's filled with joy, too. Dikembe yeah. just radiates it. But it's going. Your commercial is going away. It will live on forever on YouTube and in 1,000 other versions. So that's good.
Yeah.
But I'm struck by this, and I cannot be the only one who's been struck by this. How has there not been a hoop? There it is yet. I think there needs to be that version, and you guys need to play it at the finals this year. How about that?
Hey, throw it out there. Whoever's listening, whatever ad agency you ready, let's go. Ad agency that the NBA uses, tag team is ready to give you something so spectacular on hoop. There it is. Call me. You can find us anywhere. All you got to do is type in tag team. Whoop, there it is. DC Glenn, Steve Rowland. You'll find us. We're here.
It's too perfect not to do. We need it. We need it. Fellas, this has been phenomenal. Just absolutely so much fun. I'm so glad to get the time with you guys. I know you've been bombarded with media requests, performance requests, everything. You're probably busier than ever. So I thank you so much for taking a little time out here for the crossover pod.
Hey, man, we love it. Man. We appreciate you, man. You take care,
all
Howard.
Listeners, salute and
Sprinkle!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.